So Meta drops this Muse Coat thing, and suddenly we're back in Agent Land. Except this time it's a terminal that wants to refactor your whole repo while you sleep.
Yeah, and my first reaction is, do I actually want an agent running for 24 hours in my codebase, or is that just a very expensive way to generate merge conflicts?
You sound like you haven't had enough whatever passes for coffee for you today.
I'm fine, Vince. I just read this launch, and it's like persistent async agents, 1,000+ tool calls, kernel optimization marathons. It's ambitious, but the room for things to go sideways is huge.
Right.
They're literally talking about a Hopper kernel case study where the model writes, compiles, profiles, and iteratively improves KDA and MLA kernels over a full day. That's cool, but if that blows up at hour 23, the story is very different.
Sure, but that's exactly why the runtime design jumped out at me. Local, append-only event log, replay exact, restart slash. That's like, agents need receipts, but implemented as an actual file.
Okay, that part I actually like. Every model call, tool run, approval, edit, all going into one log that can replay the session and resume after a crash. That's the kind of boring infrastructure we keep saying is missing.
And it's local, which matters. If you're running a beta terminal agent on macOS or Linux, you kind of want to see the trail of what it did, not hope some opaque cloud trace remembers. Also, Meta's not just saying agent in the abstract. You've got a simple main loop plus these async background agents that stay alive for the whole session. They keep context instead of respawning per task, which should cut down on rereading the same files and replanning every 5 minutes.
Yeah, the persistent background agents are interesting. One is probably watching tests, one tracking plan progress, that kind of thing. My worry is coordination. If each little specialist decides when to report back, you can get weird emergent behavior or just a lot of noisy commentary.
That's fair. But this is at least a concrete bet. Fewer cold starts, less redundant information gathering. If you've ever sat there while a tool-using model reindexes the project for the third time, that pitch lands.
Right, and they're clearly training for this. Muse Spark 1.2 wasn't just more data. They co-trained it with the Muse Code Harness, using rejection sample trajectories and these little recipes for goals and compaction and subagents. That's very much teach the model to play nicely with this exact loop.
Which is basically our harness is the product rent again. The model is the brainstem. The loop is the thing you actually ship.
You're not wrong. Long horizon training on whole repos, big end-to-end projects, auto research schools, that's exactly what you'd want for an agent that's supposed to babysit a refactor instead of just answering a one-off question.
And they're not hiding behind vibes on evals either. They named Terminal B Bench 2.1 with all 89 tasks, Deep SWE 1.1 with 113 tasks, plus their internal pull request bench. Then they say outright, we ran everyone, Grok 4.5, Opus 5, Terra, Gemini 3.6 Flash, Kimi, K3, each with its own agent product.
Yeah, and then the fine print, their harness may not be tuned for those other models, which of course it isn't. You're not going to spend months hand-tuning Claude's agent loop for a Meta launch.
So where are you still stuck then? Because you sound almost optimistic, which I'm not used to.
Don't get carried away. My hang-up is deployment shape. This thing is a beta terminal agent that you install with that curl pipe to bash script. That's fine for an enthusiast on a side project or a team already running agents in sandboxes. But not every shop is ready to let a background process run for 24 hours touching kernels or refactoring services.
Yeah, this is not install it on prod and walk away. The article even says Muse Code fits teams already running agents in sandboxes with review gates. That's the target user right now.
Exactly. You need the discipline around approval flows, code review, maybe separate branches. Otherwise, goal happily works toward its objective, and you discover on Monday that your staging environment is very different.
The defaults at least point in the right direction. Dot plan to turn a task into an approval-gated plan, dot grill to stress test that plan, then dot goal to execute. That's like shipping a mini receipts and auditor pattern in the box instead of just let the agent cook.
I like real as a concept. Make the agent argue with its own plan before it touches anything. That's the kind of defensive posture we keep asking for.
And honestly, the kernel case study is the part that sold me that this isn't just marketing. 1,000+ tool calls, up to 24 hours, no third-party kernel libraries, Hopper GPS, and it comes back with a chunk parallel prep kernel plus sequential interchunk scan for the KDA baseline and a two-kernel Triton pipeline reusing the shared KV latent for MLA. That's very specific.
Yeah, when you start naming batch size 1, 64 heads, sequence length 8,192, latent 512, that's not brochure copy. Someone actually profiled that.
so call it. Are you in this as real progress camp or another agent toy camp?
Somewhere in between. The system's work is real, persistent agents, replayable event log, co-training with the harness, serious long horizon evals, that's all the stuff we keep begging for. I just think adoption will be slower than the hype implies, because most teams are ready for a day-long agent in their stack.
I'm a notch more bullish. For teams already doing repo scale migrations or kernel tuning, this looks like a better tool than the current crop of copy-paste copilots. In the event log plus DHT plan and DHT grill, make it feel less like vibes with extra invoices attached.
That phrase is going to haunt me forever.
You said it first, man. Exploring next brand tagline.
Please do not put that on a t-shirt.
No promises. But if someone's curious today, the path is at least simple, Mac OS or Linux. Run the Meta install script. You get Muse code wired to Muse Spark 1.2, and you can try .clan.grill.goal on a sandbox repo.
Yeah, and if you do that, treat it like pairing with a very enthusiastic junior who never gets tired. Great for grinding through tests or kernel variants, but you still own the merge button.
And on that extremely Aver note, I'm going to stop before we accidentally turn this into a safety lecture. Episode 845, done. Let's go argue about something else off mic.